In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Father Martin. Yesterday we spoke about Luke 24. I'm going to repeat what we did yesterday, just a verse or two. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were leaving the community. And talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing Jesus. You know, it's so important that we tell Jesus what's on our heart. Just like the men to Emmaus, they were talking about his crucifixion. They were talking to the one who was crucified and raised from the dead about his crucifixion, how they had hoped that he would be the Messiah. But you know, I tell you, we need to tell Jesus what we're going through. And we need to be honest. I'll never forget this person who came to me, and I don't remember what the reason was. Maybe somebody died and she wasn't ready for somebody to die. And she had a lot of children, and she said, she was saying all these things to Jesus. She poured out her heart to Jesus, how disappointed she was, how upset she was. And she kept on going and saying things. And at the end, I said, now let's ask Jesus to come and fill you with the Holy Spirit. And he did. He did. We need to tell people, tell Jesus about what we are going through. Today, Father Martin spoke to us about nothingness. And maybe he can share that with you, because these two disciples had nothing. They had nothing.
I believe it's important not only what you have, but also what you don't have. And it's probably the most important treasure you have right now. Because you might always say, you know, I have no enough, I have nothing to say, or I have no gifts, or I have no charisms, or I have no vocation, whatever. And, you know, God is doing something out of nothing. That's his job. That's his plan. And, you know, you just bring what you don't have. If you remember the scripture about the multiplications of bread, and Jesus asked the apostles, you know, how are we going to feed those people? And they said, you know, we have nothing. And Jesus said, so, you know, let's do it now. You're going to share what you don't have. That's how they saw the miracle. You know, and I believe that this nothing might be your pain or your sorrow or something that you carry in your heart today. This nothing might be something that you keep in your heart as your secret. I remember I went to the Carmelite sisters for confessions. I used to go there every 2 weeks, and they're beautiful nuns. They're very nice order, and they have a beautiful house, new house, and they started this new foundation like a few years ago. So the first day I came, they were asking, what's the secret of your community life? What's the secret of your reconciliation in your community? And how you can stay together, you know, with families and children and priests and nuns, you know, how you can share time and work together and work for the parish and do all those missions together. I said, our secret, it's a sharing what we don't have. Our secret is to have time, to spend time, to waste time, you know, and just share and talk what we have in our hearts. And that's what really keeps us alive. We have one day during the week, it's a Tuesday. It's a day of silence, the day of the desert. And at that day, we pray till afternoon. We have really time of meditation, adoration. We don't talk. But in the afternoon, we meet together just to share what Jesus is telling us. And not only that, but we also come together to reconcile to each other, to get together and to pray together. It's a wonderful day, you know. And I told about that to the Carmelite nuns, and they said, you know, we have this this kind of reconciliation twice a year. I said, no, it's not enough. It's not enough if you meet your sister, your brother once a year or twice a year to tell him that you are sorry for your sins. It's not enough. It's not enough to tell him, you know what, that you are not doing well once, even once a month. It's not enough. That's what why Jesus, when they were discussing, they were talking, conversing among them, he stopped them. And he said, you know, tell me, what's in your hearts? What you carry today? What you have in your mind? Because that's what you have to share with others. And God is asking you today, what bothers you today? Tell me. That's a secret of your reconciliation with others. That's the secret of the reconciliation of the Father, is to talk about your life. Just tell him. Just get it out. That's what Father Tom used to say always. Get it out. Don't hold it for yourself. Just get it out. That's what I told to the Carmelites. You know, I said, you know, you have to get it out. You have to talk. If you don't talk to each other, like, you know, on a regular basis, they live in silence, so it's not that simple for them. But even once a week, have a meeting and just share what you carry, you know, in the silence. They have thousands of scruples, and they go through sometimes through the, you know, discernments and very, very difficult times, and you know they need to share it and to ask for mercy and to talk to each other. That's why we all need this time of community and to just share and to share our nothingness. That's what we need.
When I think of our nothingness, I think of a minus sign, minus. But you know, if you draw a line through the minus sign, you have a cross. And through the cross, we share our nothingness. Oh yes, what do I have to give? What do I have to give? I'm old. I don't preach as I used to preach. I know that. Doing the best I can. But what do I have to give to God is what I am not, and how I need him to do it. The scripture said Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. Are your eyes kept from recognizing Jesus in the middle of your situation today? Are your eyes ready to meet him now? I'll never forget when we went out many years ago to evangelize. We went to Marblehead, and we ended up with these two people who brought us hot chocolate. And I'll never forget, we went to evangelize them, but they evangelized us. I remember when the bell rang, when they left the store, I went to look for the car, and they had disappeared, just like Jesus in Emmaus. Oh yes, they had disappeared. They were two angels, I believe it. I believe it, and they were the ones that taught us, and you came to evangelize us, but we're going to evangelize you by being kind. We're going to evangelize you by disappearing. Oh yeah, people say, Father Tom, do you really believe that? I know it to be true. You know, this whole thing about knowing the truth, you say, I don't believe that. Well, it's true anyway. It's true anyway, whether you believe it or not. You see, maybe your eyes are constrained from recognizing Jesus today. But you know what? He's hiding under the form of bread in the Eucharist. He's hiding in your broken heart. Hallelujah. Oh yes, not the heart that's whole. But in your broken heart, he's hiding, and you're not able to recognize it. Like the two men from Emmaus, they were talking about what had happened in Jerusalem to Jesus who died on a cross. They had hoped he was the Messiah. But I tell you, they had Jesus walking with them, and their eyes were constrained. And yet, finally, oh yes, finally they recognized him. Finally they recognized him. How? In the Eucharist, in the breaking of the bread. And they said, were not our hearts burning within us when he was talking about the scriptures that referred to him? Oh, you see, it's not only Eucharist, it's the scriptures. It's not only the scriptures, it's the community. They left Jerusalem, and now they're on their way back to Jerusalem. Oh, yes, the community. Where is the community? Where is the church as community? I often said the church as hospital. The people that come here, they are needing a hospital. And you know what? Jesus meets their needs. I got a call today from my friend Anna. She was going to have a scan. And she said, would you pray for me? I prayed for her 2 days ago. She came here. And I prayed again today that the scan would be perfect in the name of Jesus. Jesus is hiding. You need to say, don't hide from me, Jesus. I know you're with me. Don't hide from me, Jesus. I know you're in me. Don't hide from me, Jesus. I know you love me, even though I do not feel it. So take my nothingness, my minus, and make it a cross by putting a line through the minus sign. Make me share all I don't have through the cross of Jesus Christ.
St. Paul said that God is choosing nothing to make us humble. And I believe that, you know, he doesn't waste anything, what you have today. And he's not going to waste even your sin is going to be fruitful. That's the miracle of mercy. Even your sin is going to be fruitful for you. It's going to be good for you. You know, that's what Jesus did on the cross. He just took it from us to turn in grace, just to make our sins to be useful for us. It's a miracle. That's a miracle of the Eucharist. That's a miracle of the cross. That's the miracle of his reconciliation, of his mercy, and that's what's gonna do. It's no waste for Jesus. You know, that reminds me. You know, the old story of my grandmother. She used to make us, you know, nice breakfast. And I remember I was a kid when we spent a lot of time with our grandparents. At that time, it was wonderful. You know, I never went to the kindergarten. I grew up at home, really, with my grandparents, my parents, my brother. But my grandma, she used to make eggs for the breakfast. And you know what? It was so incredible when she was trying to do something. And, for instance, she dropped the egg on the floor. And it was like, you know, we thought it's over. That's not going to be a nice breakfast today, but she would use it. She would put it back on the fry pan and she would say, now let's have a nice scrambled egg. It's no waste in this house. We'll never, you know, throw away any piece of bread from the table. It was forbidden. Everything was, you know, useful. She would use anything. She will use anything. That's the wisdom of you know, that generation. People who went through the poverty and sometimes through hunger, and they really knew how to use everything. That's what Jesus is doing with us. He's so beautiful because he's gonna use everything. He's not gonna waste even your sins. You know, he's gonna change them and purify them. He's gonna do something for you today, and that's a miracle. You just tell him, Lord, use what I don't have, because you know I have nothing today. I come with empty hands, and I know that you love me, so you lead me. You tell me what to do with nothing. That's what he's choosing today. He's not gonna multiply your beautiful gifts that you know that they are, you know, important. They will use your brokenness. He's gonna come into your poverty. He's gonna use it. That's his love. That's his beautiful presence. So, you know, the best place to experience this changing love of God is worship. When you come to worship him, you have nothing. You come just to the altar and you say, Lord, I just lift up my hands, empty hands. I have nothing. I have nothing to give you. I have nothing to offer to you. I just have my life, you know, that's all I have. So I come to you with empty hands and I worship you. I'm choosing to love you. That's what I have.
I remember when I was a deacon at St. Paul's in Hingham. Very interesting. My supervisor one morning said before Mass started, I have nothing to say today. And I said, oh, I'll preach. He says, what do you mean you'll preach? What are you going to say? I said, well, I don't know yet, but I'm going to say something. He took, he swallowed and said, my gosh, who does this guy think he is? But see, I know that people are hungry for the Word of God. And I know that God's going to give me a word so that people would be blessed. I know that. Whether I'm ready or not, you know, people say, you've been on the radio 34 years. Is there anything new you have to say? I have nothing new to tell you. I'm going to keep on saying the same things over and over and over again. That you're loved with an everlasting love. That he died for you. That he drew you into his precious sacred heart. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. How do you continue with this? I don't know. I just keep on asking God to bless what I have to say. That just one person would be blessed today. One person would be blessed today. I don't speak to multitudes. I speak to one person. That's you. That's you. That's you. And I speak the best way that I can. Oh, yes, the best way that I can. And God uses my nothingness. God uses my nothingness. Again, I never forget the supervisor said to me, I have nothing to say today. And I said, well, I have something to say. And he said, how do you know? I said, because the people are hungry, and I'm going to speak the word of God today from the readings.
I asked one day, Father Tom, what's your secret for the good preaching? And, you know, we all go through the schools and theology, you know, courses, and we learn how to preach. You know, it's useless anyway. But I asked Father Tom, what's your secret? And he said, you know, just ask the Holy Spirit to come into empty place. When you get up for preaching, don't think, you know, that's what Jesus said, you know, if you go to the court, don't think what you're going to say, because that's the Holy Spirit is going to talk through you, and he's going to give you word in the right moment. That's what happens also in the church, you know, when you get up for preaching and you want to say something, just ask the Holy Spirit to come and say, just give me the right word. Just look around, you'll see faces of people who are waiting, and you just ask, Lord, what they really need, what you want to tell them today, Lord Jesus. Give me your Holy Spirit. I don't want to get, you know, 5 years course on preaching in order to stand up, you know. Saint Anthony of Padua, he was in a cathedral in Padua, and he just get there, and it was time for Eucharist, and no one was ready for the preaching. At that time, you know, preaching was theology. I don't know the
class.
They used to debate on the pulpit. You know, there was long talk, and Anthony would lift his hand and would say, "I'm ready. I'm gonna talk today." That's how all started with the conversion of the whole town. That's how it started. Then, you know, they throw him out, so he said, I'm going to talk to the fish now, because people don't listen. So I'm not going to stop now. I'm going to talk to fish, because I know that God is sending me to preach. And Saint Francis said, you know, you have to preach all the time. If it's necessary, you use your words. But, you know, it's another issue. But you preach with all your life. And you know, you just invite the Holy Spirit today, because He's going to give you right word in the right moment for the right person. And I remember, you know, I was praying once with Eleanor at the abortion place and here in Boston, and I really remember that day. It was a rainy day. It was cloudy. It was not nice to be there. I went there with the Polish kids that came to the States for 2 weeks, and we went there together and we're praying on the sidewalk, and you know that I don't know who was it, but the lady came and we just asked, you know, can we pray with? Can I bless you? Can I pray with you? Can I talk to you? And she asked, you know, you know, what we're doing, and I said, you know, I'm a priest, just let me bless you. I knew she has a question. She's going to the to this place for abortion, and God gave me a word. He gave me an image of a house, and I said, you know what, I see this beautiful house in Florida. I remember it was in Florida. I don't know how I saw Florida, but that's another story. But then, you know, she was like, what? I was praying for the place to live, and we have no money. I said, you know what? God is a provider. It's a good God. He's not gonna let you go. He will help you. And you know what? That was, we talk about that, and I remember she stopped on the sidewalk and she went home. I don't know what happened afterwards. I have no idea what happened to this lady. I was just asking the Holy Spirit to give me a word, give me an image, whatever, something that I can share. That's, you know, what happens when the Holy Spirit comes. He will give you right word, and He will change people's lives through you. It's real. It's real.
You know, I finished preaching and we finished the Mass, and the lady comes up to me and says, Father, I thank you very much for saying, and she tells me what I said, but I never said it. I never said it. She heard something in the Spirit that I never said. It's amazing that not only do people hear what's being said in the Holy Spirit, but they hear other things too. This is real. You know, I didn't show that I was astounded, but I was astounded because I said to myself, I never said that. I know what I'm saying. When I preached for 20 minutes, I never said those words or that experience. And she said, well, thank you for telling me that. And I said, you're very welcome. And I'm thinking, thank you, God. Isn't this wonderful that God can not only use what I say, He can use what I don't say. That's real. That's real. And I've had that happen several times. They come up to me and thank me for saying thus and such. And I say, you know what? I never said that. I don't tell them that. I just smile and say, oh, thank you for telling me. You see, it's we're dealing with supernatural experiences. This is ordinary time, but there's nothing ordinary about ordinary time. It's time in the Holy Spirit. It's time in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ordinary time is not ordinary. You are living in the time of the Holy Spirit, in the time of the grace of God. It's not ordinary. I just don't like those words, ordinary time, like nothing's going to happen. It's just ordinary. Well, you know what? I'm just ordinary. And I have been used throughout the country and even throughout the world. And I'm only ordinary. But you see, God says, I'm going to make a minus into a plus through the cross of Jesus Christ.
Do not block the supernatural grace and power of God today. Just let Him come, invite Him to your life, and tell Him, Lord, come, the Holy Spirit, come upon me today. I really need you. I really need you. Give me right word to share with my brothers today, right word of reconciliation, forgiveness, and peace, and just you know, you can share today with somebody, you know, what God is doing in your life. Just have some time, good time in your house, and ask your husband, your wife, you know, what's going on? What happened to you today? What happens in your life? Like, let's share a little bit what God is doing. Maybe he doesn't even realize that it's important. And you have to ask him. Just share what you believe today and ask him, you know, Lord, please give us this grace of sharing our gifts. Even if we have nothing, we're gonna share it today. Our brokenness, we're gonna share today, because we all in need of mercy. We all in need of love.
You are in need of love. I am in need of love. The Word of God tells us, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Someone said to me the other day, I was brought up with an angry God. I said, well, you know what? He's never been angry at you. He loves you. She said, but that's what I was brought up with. I don't care what you've been brought up with. God is wonderful. He says, I love you with an everlasting love. I have plans for you. Do you know that? In our nothingness, he has plans for us. But we must raise up our nothingness to him and say, Jesus, I have nothing to give you, but it's all yours. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.